Chapter 5. Conditional Statements. Another fun topic that we get to spend some time working with when it comes to the Python language is the idea of conditional statements. These are also called the if statements in some cases, or even the decision statements. Learning how to use these will basically teach your computer how to react to the input from the user, even if you are not there to control what is going on. There are going to be some times in your coding when you will want the program to be able to make some decisions or do some actions on its own, based on what the user tells it, without you needing to go through and code in every piece of the puzzle. Any time that the user is allowed to put in an answer that is all their own, rather than having to pick out from a selection of answers that you provide, then you are working with the decision control statements, or the conditional statements, to make this happen. There are a few varieties when it comes to working with these kinds of statements, and the one that you go with will be based on what you are trying to do with the code. You can work with the if statement, the if-else statement, and the elif statements. The first option here that we are going to take a look at is known as the if statement. These are going to be pretty simple to work with, and there is not necessarily a lot of power that is behind them. But they will work on the idea that the answer that you get from the user is either seen as true or false. If it is true, the program will continue on, and if the answer is seen as false, then the program will stop. You can imagine already that there is going to be a bit of a problem with using the if statement in a lot of cases, and this is why you may not see it all that often. But it is still a good option to start out with when you are learning how these conditional statements are going to work. A good example of how you will be able to use the if statement will be the following. Age equals int, open parentheses, input, open parentheses, speech marks, enter your age, colon, close speech marks, close parentheses. If, open parentheses, age less than equals 18, close parentheses, colon, print, open parentheses, speech marks, you are not eligible for voting. Try next election, exclamation mark, close speech marks, close parentheses. Print, open parentheses, open speech marks, program ends, close speech marks, close parentheses. Let's explore what is going to happen with this code when you put it into your program. If the user comes to the program and puts that they are younger than 18, then there will be a message that shows up on the screen. In this case, the message is going to say, you are not eligible for voting. Try next election. Then the program, as it is going to end. But what will happen to the code if the user puts in some age that is 18 or above? With the if statement, nothing will happen if the user says that their age is above 18. The if statement just has one option and will focus on whether the answer that the user provides is going to match up with the conditions that you set with your code. The user has to put in that they are under the age of 18 with the if statement in this question, or you won't be able to get the program to happen again. As we mentioned a bit before, there are going to be times when the if statement could cause some problems. You naturally want the user to put in their actual age when they join the program, rather than only putting in the right answers. And if nothing shows up in your program when the user puts in the wrong age, this is going to leave them with something that makes no sense, or even a program that ends. It's likely that this is not what you want to work with. This is where the if-else statements are going to start showing up, and you will quickly find that they are more useful to work with than the plain if statements. The if-else statements are going to work with the idea that we just did, and then takes it a step further. The point with the if-else statement is to make sure that the program does something, no matter what answer they are able to give to the program. Going with the idea of the example that we talked about above, you may want to go through and separate the people out into two groups. You may have a group who is 18 and under, and a group that is over 18 years old. This is something that the if-else statement is going to be able to help you work with, and will ensure that, no matter what answer the user adds in for their age, something comes up. A good example of the code that you are able to use when it is time to bring in the if-else statements include age equals int, open parentheses, input, open parentheses, speech marks, enter your age colon, close speech marks, close parentheses, if, open parentheses, age, less than equals 18, close parentheses, colon, print, open parentheses, you are not eligible for voting, comma, try next election, exclamation mark, close speech marks, close parentheses, else, print, open parentheses, speech marks, congratulations, exclamation mark, you are eligible to vote. Check out your local polling station to find out more information, exclamation mark, close parentheses, print, open parentheses, speech marks, program ends, close speech marks, close parentheses. As you can see, this really helps to add some more options to your code and will ensure that you get an answer no matter what results the user gives to you. You can also change up the message to say anything you want, but the same idea will be used no matter the answer that the user gives. The example above is going to be a pretty simple one to work with. You can add in as many possibilities to the if statements as you would like, and you do not have to limit yourself to just two options as we did above. If you only need to work with two options, then this is fine to stick with, but there are lots of codes that need to expand to more, and the if-else statement is going to help with that as well. For example, maybe you want to split the individuals who come to your program into five different age groups, rather than just the two from here. You can just go through and add in an if part of the statement, along with a message that you would like to go with it, and continue on with the if-else statements. You can technically add in as many options as you would like, based on the kind of code that you are trying to develop. Another example of using the if-else statement is when you are creating a program that wants the person to pick out their favorite type of drink. There are lots of options out there when it comes to tasty drinks, and you can definitely expand out the if-else statements. Maybe you pick out a few options like pop, milk, juice, and coffee. Then you can add in the else statement that is going to be your catch-all, in case the user decides to pick water or something else as their favorite drink. When this is in place, no matter what answer the user gives to the program, there will be some kind of result that shows up. Adding a catch-all to the end of your code, or the else part of this, can be important. You can't always think about all the different examples that the person may put in. You could put 100 options into your code, which would take a lot of time and be messy and not really necessary, and then the user will name a color differently, or pick the one color that you forgot. If you don't have that as an option, then the program won't know how to behave from there. The else statement here is important because it helps you to catch all of the remaining answers that the user could give you. If you don't have a statement in the code to handle the answer that the user gives, then the else statement will make sure to get you covered. Just make sure that you have that else statement in place to get it done. The ELIF statements. We have spent some time talking about two of the conditional statements that are available for Python coding. The first ones, the if statements, are a good place to start to get some practice with the conditional statements. They are based on the idea of the answer the user giving you is true or false. If the user gives an answer that is seen as true, then the program will finish up what you have next in the code. If the answer is seen as something false, then the program is going to end. It is meant to be something that is simple to work with and can give you some practice with writing codes. Then you can move on to the if-else statements, if your code needs something a bit more to it. With the if-else statements, we took this a bit further and set up something that is going to make sure that the user is going to get some kind of results, no matter what answer they put into the system. We even looked at a few examples of how you would be able to use the if-else statements so we can see how they are different compared to the if statements. And the third type of conditional statement that you can work with when you want to code in Python is known as the ELIF statement. The ELIF statement is going to be great to work with because it allows the user to look at a few options that you can present them with, and then, based on the kind of answer that the user gives, the program is going to execute the results that you added into the code for it. You will actually see a lot of different programs that are going to rely on the ELIF statements. One place where you may see this kind of conditional statement is when you play a game and there is a menu that starts up on the program. Then this is a good sign that an ELIF statement is being used. The conditional statements are going to be useful when it comes to providing a few options to the user, rather than one or two. When you use the ELIF statement, you get a bit of freedom with what you are going to add into the code. You can choose to add in just a few options, or you can add in quite a bit, as long as you write this code out in the right way and you double-check that the right function is put in the right place. In addition, you may want to keep the number of these that you use to a minimum, because having too many is going to add some complexity to the code. You have to decide if this is what you would like to do. One of the best ways to determine how to use the ELIF statements and whether it is going to work in the code that you are trying to write is to look at some examples of how the ELIF statement works. The following syntax can be used to write an ELIF statement. If expression 1, statement or statements, ELIF expression 2, statement or statements, ELIF expression 3, statement or statements, else statement or statements. This is a pretty basic syntax of the ELIF statement, and you can add in as many of these statements as you would like. Just take that syntax and then place the right information into each part, and the answer that is listed next to it. Notice that there is also an else statement at the end of this. Don't forget to add this to your code so that it can catch any answer that the user puts in that isn't listed in your ELIF statements. To help you better understand how these ELIF statements work and how the syntax above is going to work, let's take a look at a little game that you can create using these statements. Print, open parentheses, speech marks, let's enjoy a pizza. Okay, let's go inside Pizza Hut, exclamation mark, close parentheses. Print, open parentheses, speech marks, waiter, please select pizza of your choice from the menu, close speech marks, close parentheses. Pizza choice equals INT, open parentheses, input, open parentheses, speech marks, please enter your choice of pizza, colon, close speech marks, close parentheses, close parentheses. If pizza choice equals equals 1, colon, print, open parentheses, quote, I want to enjoy a pizza Napolitana, quote, close parentheses. ELIF pizza choice equals equals 2, colon, print, open parentheses, quote, I want to enjoy a pizza rustica, quote, close parentheses. ELIF pizza choice equals equals 3, colon, print, open parentheses, quote, I want to enjoy a pizza capricciosa, quote, close parentheses. Else, print, open parentheses, speech marks, sorry, I do not want any of the listed pizzas. Please bring a Coca-Cola for me. Close speech marks, close parentheses. When you add this into your code, the user is going to have the benefit of going through this part of the program and making the choice based on what they want. And if you get it set up the proper way, you will have the right answer come up for them. So if the user decides that they would like to choose the pizza rustica, they would need to go through and select number 2. If they want to have just a drink and none of the pizza options that are listed, then they would click on that. Remember, you are able to add in as many options as you would like to the conditional statements of the ELIF statement. It is all about what works the best for your program. You may have 4 options, or you can have 20, but try to keep these to just the ones that your program needs to function in the proper manner for your needs. As you can see here, the conditional statements are going to work well to help you gain more power in your codes, and they will need you to get the program to work even if you are not able to guess all of the answers that someone is going to give you in the program. It allows the program to make some of the decisions without you, while ensuring that your code is going to behave while the user is interacting with it. Make sure to try out some of the examples of conditional statements in the compiler to see how these work, and to get more familiar with the way that you are able to use these.